Part 7, Student Interview.
Peter, can I ask you a few questions?
Sure.
How do you like this system? How do you like this program?
The payroll
thing?
Yeah, actually, it's pretty good because then, like, when you grow up, you'll know, like, what everything is. It's not like, you know, people, I don't know, maybe for, like, the first couple of times, people won't know, like, what to do. I mean,
right.
It's like it gives you you get to learn how to, like, manage money and stuff.
And do you believe that really will teach you?
Probably.
I mean, do you personally believe that? Or is it just something you have to do because your teacher is
making
you do it?
It's both, honestly. It's like I do it because I have to, but it's also like showing you how to handle money and stuff. But
let me just tell you from a mother's perspective, I wish my children had gone to Albright Middle School.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Good. Okay. And then what about math in general? What are your feelings about math? Are you a number-oriented kind of kid, or are you more of a reader kind of kid?
No, I'm number oriented when it comes to reading. Okay. I honestly don't like reading, so I mean, I'll read, but it's not like I won't be like, let's go read and pick up a book.
Okay. So you like math?
Yeah, and plus I have a good teacher, you know. So.
Right. You do.
Yes.
You do have a good teacher.
So,
do you think prior to starting in this program where you're using real life situations with payroll and figuring out your net pay and keeping track of your expenses and so forth, prior to this,
mm-hmm.
did math have meaning for you?
Well, I mean, I guess, but it's like I wouldn't have known like how to. I mean, like.
Let me ask it a different way.
Yeah, I was like, I don't care.
Has this program so far helped you with your understanding of mathematics and the reason that you do things the way you do to add and subtract and figure out percentage?
To figure out, yep.
Okay.
Actually, yeah. So.
So you would recommend this for other kids?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. What's difficult about it?
What's
the most difficult thing about it?
Oh, I know. If on the timesheet, if you mess up, you can't erase it and go back, and you have to restart a whole new timesheet, like, because it'd be difficult if you had to put things in there. So.
Okay.
Or you could probably four out the whole line, I suppose.
Okay. So.
Great.
And that will be taken care of next year when you're in seventh grade and you're using it on the spreadsheet. See, you won't even have to do the calculating of it. You won't have to add that deposit. The computer will automatically do it for you.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yes. So that's why they're understanding the process here a little bit, and then we move to where the computer does it for you. But as an adult, you probably will either use a computer or, like I say, the Braille note.
Like
and that'll do your computing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?